I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm pregnant with this next take I want to get off. It was wrong.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, 49ers have signed wide receiver Equanimeous St. Brown.
What a name.
Equanimeous. The brother of Amon-Ra St. Brown.
So he should be a baller.
Son of Mr. Universe.
Yeah.
Damn. Ever see that guy?
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, I saw that last night on TV for some reason. His dad.
He's man.
Their dad, I should say. 49ers started training camp today. It was day for everybody to report. And Juwan Jennings has showed up. You're expecting him to practice, but we'll have to see whether he gets that contract redone or not.
It's that time, partner.
And if he doesn't, he said he wants out.
Bet Online just released their, it's a betting site, Bet Online, their Super Bowl odds. Can you and Evan guess the top five that have the best odds in Vegas to win the Super Bowl?
I think that's easy.
All right. When you miss
Chiefs.
Okay. They are fourth. Mm-hmm. So count the bucket. Evan?
Eagles.
They are second. Count the bucket.
Bills.
They are third. Count the bucket. Two more.
Ravens.
The Ravens are number one. Count the bucket. You guys are missing one. And I'll be quiet.
Yeah, please. Please.
Hey.
Who do we have so far?
You got the Ravens. You got the Eagles. You got the Chiefs. You got the Bills. There's one more.
The Green Bay Packers.
Please.
Lions?
Ah, he got it. They're same
done.
Round.
Lions are done.
Not to bet online.
Oh, my God. They have no shot.
It's not. Why do you say that?
They lost their center.
Well, Bet Online thinks differently.
You like Ragnow?
I do.
Niners have the eighth best odds. 18 to 1.
Let's go to Chris in San Jose. He wants to talk about the error. Whether it was. Hey, Chris.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Real quick, Mr. Lee missed that fly ball, but as you may or may not know, when you're in the outfield and you have a ball that you may or may not see, you have to tell us by horizontally holding your arms out that tells you that you're in line. It tells us he's in line to make the catch. You know, Willie Mays tapped his glove. When he tapped it, that told everybody, I got it. Now, Mr. Lee didn't give us any signal whatsoever that he was in line for this ball. But as he saw it, he should have held his arms horizontal and turned his palms up like he's feeling for rain, and that tells us he's in line for the ball. And that's fundamental baseball.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Thank you.
I'll say this about this current Giant team. When Adamas was struggling, he also was struggling in the field. Leads the all major leagues with 13 errors, Steiny. And I'm wondering if Jung-Hoo Lee and Ramos are taking their struggles with the bat into the outfield. You say what to that?
Maybe. I got to tell you, Goo, you'd be a great interviewer. You ask questions that are not very easy.
No, I'm serious. No, but where I fall off at is I answer them before you answer, the person that answers.
But, for example, Steiny.
And that wasn't that hard.
Do you think Ramos and Jung-Hoo Lee, because they're slumping, are taking it into the field?
Which would be, yeah. And they wouldn't be the only baseball players to ever do that.
Correct.
I believe.
But I don't know. Maybe I think, like, honestly, I think Ramos stinks in left field, whether he's hitting 400 or whether he's hitting 200.
I don't know why when he said it. Bastani, when he made the All-Star game, and I know it wasn't because of his glove.
Defense.
Right, but I didn't know his defense was this big of a liability. It's his angles to the balls. There was one last night, and Fleming is my guy. He applauded Ramos down the line, Stani, for the effort. But I'm like, a good left fielder, or maybe just a little above average,
not above
gets
average.
That ball.
Yeah, no, above average does get that ball. And see, this is... You're going to think I'm being a wise ass, but I'm not. A guy like Ramos, like he's what, year and a half now? It's taken a year and a half, but we realize he's not a really good left fielder. And there's a wart there. There's a weakness there. And over the course of a season, that hurts you once in a while. So, like, now Elliot Ramos in the scouting report, it's 270 and he's got some pop, but if you're the opposing team, you're going to try to run on him, and you're gonna have a guy in left field that hurts you once in a while.
I'm wondering how long you can afford that. Like, if they hang on to
choice.
Him, and I know Shasky talked about it. I was listening to the Spaces last night. But Stein, he talked about just possibly trading Ramos to get something. If you wanted to do that, I wouldn't do it. My point being, I mean, how close is DH in his future? And I'm going past this season, if Devers turned into your first baseman. I mean, man.
Not on this team. I don't think he's a DH on this team. Mm. They can't afford it. They have too many of them. Maybe next year. But
yeah, I'm disappointed in his defense, man. Along with Jung-Hoo Lee here. Like, that's his ball. You just can't have that happen.
But it shouldn't have happened, but a bunch of stuff happened last night. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. If you're just joining us, the 49ers start training camp today with players reporting. And John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan met with the media. First practice is tomorrow. And Guru, if I were to ask you let me just go through this again if you haven't heard. No timetable for Brandon Ayuk's return. They're waiting on the league to issue the discipline with Marcus Robinson, wide receiver who had a DUI in the offseason. Juwan Jennings has reported. They're hoping he practices tomorrow. But that still has to be addressed and rectified, although John Lynch said he loves Juwan Jennings. And then Ricky Pearsall is on the PUP list, but that is not expected to linger too long. So it sounds like Pearsall will practice at some point, but it won't be maybe this week or something like that.
The best news of the day is what you said when that news first broke about McCaffrey's reporting healthy. I mean, that's what this season... Forget the defense. I know I've been fixated on it. I think Jennings is going to get a raise, Donnie. I just feel like that's a layup because they can't afford. And Robinson possibly facing suspension, which we know he's not going to skate on that. So I'll say all that to say is McCaffrey's health, is everything. You got to have him up and running, man.
Yeah, and you have to have him up and running consistently throughout the season. And – is he the guy you're worried? Is he the guy you're most worried about getting hurt?
Yes, no doubt. Because Baby Marshawn is no longer here.
Baby Marshawn,
who took his spot last year and was running and led the league in rushing for about
Mason.
Desmond Mason also played for the Sonics.
Yeah, Evan don't fall for it. But anyway,
Jordan Mason,
man,
remember Desmond Mason?
Yeah, I do.
Good little player.
Yeah.
Lost to Jay Rich in the dunk contest.
Did he really?
Yeah, he had hops. Good call, E.
Did he have the ha-ha?
He had hops.
Are hops and ha-ha different?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tracy McGrady had both.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That sounds...
about right.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Back to the Giants. They're 3.5. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Donnie. I'm cutting.
I was just gonna say they're 3.5 out of the wild card now.
So if you were on Mars and you didn't watch the season, you'd be like, "Hey, they're in pretty good shape, just like a horse race." But darn it, Donnie, we are 3 days for this team being 500. All that goodwill that you've built, they built it, would go down the drain. Do you get mad when I say, and I have put it in the cap, if this team does not make the offs, this is a major disappointment.
They haven't made the playoffs since 2021. They made the playoffs once in 9 years. This is Buster Posey's first year. So, I know you disagree with me, and I know you hate when I say this, but actually, there's less urgency on Buster Posey this year than there will be next year or the year after.
So
that.
What does it mean when you go, I'm bringing Buster in this to a degree, more Melvin, what does it mean when you go add a bat to this, to your team, and it's like a dud? What, like, who's that on?
It'll eventually be on Posey. But the other thing is, let me tell you what's very possible is, you know, Adames finishes up the season, you know, 235, and
he's not who I'm worried about.
There's a chance Devers, let's say Devers never really comes around this year. Okay, and Chapman does what Chapman does, and they miss the playoffs. Okay, you know what's going to happen? The Giants and their fans will talk about, well, next year, just like Jimmy Butler, oh, next year Devers will be better because he'll have a whole spring training and he will have been here all year and he's going to be better next year.
I'm starting to wonder if the Red Sox knew anything with the medicals. And I don't dare want to do this, but I have the thoughts. Stiney, if he's played his best baseball, and I know I'm that's 5 yards ahead, but could you imagine if he didn't snap out of this and this is who he was for you?
Sure, I can. I mean, like this, am I a jerk for saying, doesn't this happen all the time with pitchers? I was thinking about this the other day. Blake Snell. He got five years, 150? Is that what he got from the Padres?
The Dodgers.
Dodgers. So
he's getting closer.
But here's the thing. Yeah, I know he is. Like, the Dodgers didn't sign Blake Snell because they thought he was going to be a good pitcher for him for 5 years. There's no way they signed him with that in mind. You sign a guy like Blake Snell in the hopes that when you need him,
oh, no doubt,
he's healthy.
Now, how is that different? Now, go ahead. Because Devers was going to be the piece that had you vie for the division with the Dodgers, and you were right there.
Yeah, well, maybe Devers is going to get hot at a later time when you need him more.
So nothing physically to you is making Devers not perform. I believe there's a major correlation.
I go old school here, Goo, and my feeling is if you're playing, you're healthy. And he's playing.
So you were the type of parent that would send your kids to school sick. Oh, you're okay.
Well, we all did 30 years ago.
Yeah,
well, you did too. 30 years ago.
Yeah, but not now. Evan, because I think about the other kids.
Evan wanted to jump in.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to compare a
pitchers
signing.
And Evan, yeah.
No, the Giants and the Dodgers. Like the Dodgers, if Blake Snell doesn't pitch this year, they're not in the can.
Right.
But if one of the Giants' big boys gets hurt, then that really disrupts stuff.
And one of them's hurt, Evan.
Who?
What? Devers!
Well, he's less than 100% for sure, but the Dodgers are paying Blake Snell in hopes that he's healthy in October.
Exactly. Yep.
They're paying Tyler Glasnow in hopes that he's healthy in October.
What a luxury.
What's going on with my guy Gonsolin? He get hurt again? Was he in the rotation?
Well, but similar, like Tanner Scott last night.
Man.
Like felt a tingle in the arm.
Tingle. Ready to tingle.
So, but you can afford to just shut him down because you have other guys. But like the Giants need Rafael Devers to play well over the course of 6 months. They don't just need him for two or three.
Evan, and I'm so with you, and I've heard this, not just from fans. If somehow you wave the white flag is shutting him down. Because now I'm starting to wonder, whatever he is dealing with, he looked like he was 70% rounding those bases. It's not the first time we saw it. So whatever's going on is not getting better. If you wave the quote-unquote white flag, wouldn't that constitute shutting him down maybe for next year? Because who knows how bad or if surgery's involved to get him right.
Yeah, that would be the white flag. But you're so far away from that. I mean, again, like it's not even at the deadline yet. And the Giants are not that far behind from the wild card. It's, I don't know. Like, I actually was pretty shocked today to hear people talking about white flags across the station.
I didn't say it.
Well, seriously, like, you're still above 500. The team is not playing well whatsoever. But waving the white flag on July 22nd,
well,
like,
Shasky
seriously.
Said Monday, and I was with them, they still got action today.
If Shasky told you to jump off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge?
Now, how do you get that from that? I was just telling you, that's my guy. But Monday, he was like, you know, the math is there, and today, the flag got brought up.
He's emotional.
We all are.
Not you can't be emotional in baseball.
Well, shout out Bob Melvin.
Well, yeah, and he got emotional one time, and it turned their season sideways.
Telling a guy to hit somebody and not getting emotional.
Telling a rookie to hit somebody. Dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I wonder what Birdsong would say to that notion. I think, like, he would like,
but here's what I'll tell you, I don't care what he would say, because the results speak for themselves.
Well, it's the same with Devers. If you want to, he's really not that hurt. He's going out there, but he's compromised, man.
And he's still
got a couple hits yesterday.
Yeah.
No homers.
510's got a question for you, Goo.
You can ask it.
Is Devers a Thundercat?
He is. We need Thundercat.
Yeah, he's a
Thundercat.
He's too old to be a Thundercat.
Snotty, stop.
He's too slow to be a Thundercat. Seriously.
Dude, he's not Lou Brock, so why do you keep
He hits the ball over and he's supposed to run in a trot.
I hate seeing him on the base pass. Hit it out and do your trot.
I actually enjoy him on the base pass.
It's like watching
a semi.
Carter, get your boy, man.
It's like he's got to shift three gears to get to 40 miles an hour.
We're laughing, but it's really not funny, because if something goes or blows.
I think it's worth a chuckle.
Negligence on line one.
Did you see him coming around third, and he was practically begging Matt Williams not to send him?
I rewound it like three times, Evan. Like, don't tell me the dude's not hurt. I got to be honest. I'm being real here. Always.
Here we go.
I think he's got some Draymond to him early.
I think
he's
Jimmy Butler.
Where they're afraid to tell him to sit down.
I think he's Jimmy Butler. Minus the impact.
Well, then he ain't Jimmy Butler.
But his personality. There's something about Devers. I can't put my finger on it. There's something about Devers.
And I'm giving him credit for going out there, but I'm thinking about, okay, Goo, forget this season. Long term, are we so sure he's going to be healthy, man? Are we making it worse?
Okay.
You saw that hit.
He's played for a month. Does he look like he's gotten worse?
After watching him hit, he's as slow as he's ever been. It ain't about speed, brother.
Yes, it is.
It is not about, shout out Keanu Reeves. This is about, oh my God, check under the hood.
You must not have watched him in Boston.
Well,
you hate
seriously.
Hey, Goo, I watched him in Boston. He was on my fantasy team for years. He's slow.
Yeah, and
he's slow.
And his home run trots would slow. That's the Rafi Devers I know. Two homers.
You take the monster away from him, and he's mediocre.
God, I hate you. Radio hates you sometimes.
That slipped out.
I've said it to you before.
Yeah. You have.
Off air. What you got?
That's going to stay in the park. Ramos. Hey. No! Nobody catches it. And Acuna will score. Oh, my goodness. What is going on?
Let me tell you who's lucky right now. And I thought about my two uncles, Crook and Kipe. They're watching, but it's different than having to watch and call and be professional. Like, they're at home with a cold one, like, good God.
Oh, they're not on this
trip? Yeah, they're not. Javi Lopez and our guy Flynn. Like, Evan, I'm really thinking about, boy, they are running hot.
They've forgotten more baseball than we'll ever watch in our life. I actually don't think that they're that down.
But we all can admit this is disappointing. It might end the night, but this is going the wrong way. The play, the focus, going Melvin, you asked, the communication, the morale.
The last six games, you're right, it hasn't gone
well. It's longer than that. What's the record since Devers?
Well, if you take the six losses away, they're 11-12 with Devers.
Why would we take the six away?
Well, because they're on a losing streak. I'm acknowledging, you're right. They're not, right now, They're not playing
since
well.
He's come to town.
But right. So but the whole season has not been this way. They've lost six in a row.
Yeah.
They were nine games over. Now they're three games over. It's very easy to say these guys are not playing well right now, and they're not. But baseball, they have played 101 games, and the season has not been this bad. It hasn't. It's still, we're still okay.
But if this was NASDAQ, Scotty, and they were stocked, this is plummeting. Give me that. Until they get back on it.
Right, and what else do you know about the stock market?
Everything.
Well, right, I don't want to say it can everything. Come back at a moment's notice.
No doubt.
Today's performance is not indicative of future results.
Okay, so are you buying the Giants stock right now?
Hell no.
See, that's what I meant.
Actually, now would be the time.
Exactly.
Well, all right.
You know what? Just for this, yeah, I'm buying. Because Devers is going to get hot. But you know what? No, I can't. Actually, I'm not buying. They don't have enough pitching.
You laugh at all my takes. I do. This is where I just double back and think about Kapler.
Why?
Whatever he's doing, however he does, I can't do the well. You thought it was me, huh? You ran me out of San Fran, the Pasoy problem, all that. You thought it was me.
Well, you were the one who didn't like us.
How you like us now?
You asked for it. Like, literally, you, Daryl the Guru Johnson, asked for this.
We can't platoon. That's not baseball. We need everyday players.
Okay, you got everyday players, and guess what?
Well, not in the leadoff
spot. They're struggling.
Not in
the leadoff
spot.
So live with it.
Not in the leadoff spot.
Guru, one thing that managers and baseball people know is guys slump occasionally.
I get it.
And you don't sit them down just because there's a...
No, I'm talking about this dude's hurt. Devers is hurt.
Okay, so we're sitting Devers. We're certainly sitting Ramos.
We're sending a message to Ramos to get your head out the keister.
Is he going
to
sit? We sitting him?
Well, now you're doing too much.
How about Adamas? Day off for Adamas?
Why would we? He's hot as a firecracker.
How about Chapman? He didn't make that play last night.
Stop. That was fluke.
They need days off.
No, you got to send a message to some guys that are making bonehead plays. And Ramos is on line one.
The biggest, let me tell you, and I haven't done this in a while. You know who stinks?
I'm trying to really think.
Patrick Bailey stinks. I'm going to ask a very serious question.
I got it, but it's
serious, I got to ask Evan.
Wow. Can't wait for me to go. Go ahead, E.
Is Patrick Bailey a great defensive catcher, or does Patrick Bailey super excel at just throwing guys out who are trying to steal?
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Exactly.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to Evan.
Speechless.
No, he is.
He's good?
Yeah, he's a good defensive catcher. A
lot of pass balls.
What are you talking about?
He's caused the run.
But nobody's stealing on him anymore. That steals are such a minor part of the game.
Because he's a threat to throw them out. That's part of the game.
Can you look up pass balls, please? I bet you can't even find the leaders. When did you have this thought about that?
Over the last eight games,
he's had like six pass balls. Two of them have led to runs.
One time his mitt messed up. He had to get a new mitt.
Okay. All right. He gets a little casual back there. That's all I'm saying.
If you're on the Dodgers, you can have a Patrick Bailey. When you're on the Giants, I'm just starting to wonder how long you can play this game.
Thank you, Estimated.
You need Thump.
And I didn't say he was a bad defensive catcher. I just asked a question on whether...
And why would you say thank you to Estimated?
Because he said he's good, but he's sloppy. He doesn't dot his I's or cross his T's.
It's why he's behind the plate. So you forget that walk-off, huh?
He's 23rd.
Exactly.
And he's got 30 teams.
And he's got a staff of control guys. Interesting.
You know who's one of the worst defensive catchers?
Cal Raleigh?
No.
Not Will Smith?
Will Smith.
who hit a homer the other night.
Too.
That dude, what's... Man, would you want Will Smith or Bailey?
Okay. I mean, how do you answer that?
I get.
I mean, why do you even ask that? See, you don't know.
Who was material? Shout out Dibs.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number.
Man, we did a whole 2 hours hadn't brought up on Giants and Wilmer Flores.
Why would we?
I mean,
what did he do last night?
Nothing.
Right.
And he looks like last year's one. What's going on? So has Denver's acquisition messed it?
Of course it has. Sonny,
you're getting softer by the day. Dude, your job.
So
see ball, hit ball.
Look at his at-bats since Devers got here, and I guarantee you, you'll find out that he's not hitting as much. Like, he doesn't get the at-bats. Oh, boy. Guru.
What's up, baby? He made your bed.
Hey, by the way, if you're wrapping up the workday, I'm not quite there yet, but come 2 o'clock, it'll be time to flip that mental switch, time to unwind. And it all starts with New Vodka, N-U-E. That's right, New Vodka. It's American-made. It's award-winning. 7 times distilled for that clean, crisp taste. New is smooth, people. It's versatile, and it makes every cocktail feel like it's coming straight from behind the bar at your favorite spot. No fluff, no pretense, just great vodka, and it doesn't make your wallet hurt. And what we like to say is, no velvet rope needed. That means you don't have to be fancy. It's great vodka at a solid price. Hit up their website to check out some killer cocktail recipes and make sure to try their all-natural flavors, cucumber and citrus. Somebody's already tried the citrus here at our station, and they apparently like it. And remember the name, New Vodka, N-U-E, not just my pick. It can be yours too. So when the show's over and it's time to hit relax mode, make the right call. Grab New Vodka, N-U-E, in stores now or go to newvodka.com to find it near you.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.